News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WPT proudly presents America's Coolest Conservative. Well, proudly could be stretching it a bit. Welcome to the TJ Ritchie Show.
All right. Hello, my peoples. Well, I'm going to tell you, I've just been doing some roaming around the hall here at the big radio ranch, and running into a few people here and there, to and fro, and I realized that this is a low-energy building tonight, with the exception of Breaking Brett Jensen. Breaking Brett Jensen, you know, he's always full of energy. But and I'm including myself in this, because let me tell you what happened with my day today. Now, I know you're probably saying, I don't care, whatever, talk about the president, you know, something like that. But listen, I've got somewhere to go with this, okay? So I did my my morning show that I do every morning, a syndicated radio show and podcast and all, called the TJ and Riggins Show. I did that. And then I had some other work to do with that company that I'm part of, that I own. And it took a few hours. Then I had to start getting stuff ready for my volunteer job that I do here at night. So that was a little bit, and I'm trying to just, you know, hustle and get as much as I can do, because I know that I've got an appointment at 3:30 in Fort Mill with Low Country Mail. Now, I live in Mooresville. I left my house in Mooresville, Lake Norman, at 2:15. As soon as I got on the interstate, that would be Interstate 77 coming south. Again, by this time, it's about 2:22. The traffic is already starting to back up. It's awful. And I start getting upset. I'm like, why? Why is the traffic so bad at 2:30, 2:20 in the afternoon? Because it normally takes me anywhere between an hour and 1 hour and 15 minutes in the evening to get here for the volunteer job on a regular night. That's just the way it is. And there's never a wreck. There's never any, you know, stalled cars causing looky-loos and all of that stuff that you used to have in traffic. It's just congested going into the city at quitting time. I don't understand it. Still trying to figure out how to blame Democrats for the traffic problems in Charlotte, but I know it all leads back to Democrats somehow. So I'm getting, and I'm an easygoing guy. I really am. But I get frustrated, and it, you know, I'm having to call the people at Low Country Mail and tell them, hey, I'm showing I'm going to be a few minutes late. This traffic's terrible, whatnot. So I make it there. I'm about 5 minutes late for my appointment. They do the thing. And I get back in my truck and I think, okay, well, I'm going to be at the radio station earlier than I normally am. I'll have a chance to go up and talk to the people who work regular hours. I haven't seen the program director, AKA the boss, in a while. I'm going to check in with him, see how it's going. Cause the night guy never gets to see any of the regular people, the people who, you know, who get paid, to work here. But guess what? Traffic going back from Fort Mill to where the radio station is on Julian Price Place. Okay. And I got back to the radio station at about the same time I normally get here, which was about a little after 6 o'clock. That's how long it took. Now, here's the thing. I am stewing, as the British say. I am just stewing. Because I'm hungry. Because I had to pack all of my food from PhD Weight Loss. Because I was going to be eating, not at home, so I had to pack it all up ahead of time and all, but I haven't had time to eat it because I've been in my other appointment. And so this traffic is killing me again, and I'm like, this, it's official. Charlotte has the worst traffic, worse than any city in the world. Atlanta laughs at us because our traffic is so bad now. And I'm still thinking, how did the Democrats do this? What did the Democrats do to make traffic so bad in Charlotte? Not you Democrat voters. Well, I mean, you had a hand in it if you elected Democrat officials, politicians. But I'm talking about the politicians. So then I start, you know, feeling sorry for myself. And I'm going, I don't know how much longer I'm going to be able to do these two jobs every day and fighting this traffic and doing all da 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 da. And this sucks. And this traffic, I know there's nothing that's happened up there. They're just not moving, trying to get people to get in the, so they have to pay to get in the carpool lane, the whole thing, the express lane. And then right before I got off of I-77 coming from Fort Mill to onto 277, I saw a bunch of emergency vehicles on the other side of the road going southbound. I saw several fire trucks, ambulances, police. So it was a bad accident. And I said, why are you complaining? I said this to myself, obviously. Why are you complaining? At least you're not in that. At least you weren't in that accident. And I felt like a selfish idiot. And the only thing to do at that point was to quickly pray for the people that I was complaining about that I didn't even know were up there. I got so wrapped up in my selfish, poor me emotions, I didn't take into consideration what somebody else might be going through. So there you go. A learning experience for me. And I don't want you to get the wrong idea. I don't want you to think that that I'm thrilled fighting traffic all the time and everything, or that's going to make me never, complain about it. But in that moment, it made me stop and think and realize and point a finger at myself and say, you need to calm down. It's not that bad. And then, of course, the pep talks come after that. It's like, it's fine. One of these days, maybe they'll pay you. One of these days, maybe you'll have more than 11 listeners and it'll warrant paying you. Maybe you're illustrious radio career is not hanging by a thread over a cliff while you're holding weights in your hand. Maybe it's not that bad. All right. So energy level back up, and we'll get into all kinds of cool stuff coming up next.
More of the TJ Ritchie Show is coming up.
Hey, it's TJ, and everybody in the country is talking about my new political talk show on News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WBT, and they want more. How can I get more, more, more? Well, you can get the podcast every episode on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Just get signed up for it there. It's easy. Just go to tjritchie.com, and that will get you there.
Radio, podcasts, and cool social media content. Get all the TJ you can handle at WBT.com/TJ. Now, back to the TJ Ritchie Show on News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WBT.
Seriously, though, if you'll go and check out all of the podcasts and all of that stuff, you can also get there at TJRitchie.com. You can hear my funny morning show that I do with my partner, Riggins. You can also hear the podcast and you can watch all of these as well, because they're all videoed, and I look pretty. And you can watch and listen to the podcast that I do with my lovely wife, Jody. That is a crowd pleaser. And then you can also get this show as a podcast, in case you have to miss a minute of it, which you shouldn't. I mean, there are only 11 of you. I think 11 people could get together every night for 2 hours. I mean, it's the least you can do. But yeah, if you go check out all that stuff. Oh, and you can get that America's Coolest Conservative t-shirt if you're not scared. If you're not scared to wear it, it's really handsome, and if it's on a woman, it's pretty. So all of that you can find at tjritchie.com or wbt.com/TJ. All right, one of the coolest things that I think Mr. President is doing right now is something that should have been done a long time ago. Or I could say it like some radio talk shows say things as if they're way more important than they are. When they go, "I've been calling for this for a long time. I called for this back in da-da-da-da-da." Like, oh, wow. So, you know. The Jerry Wayne Runyon show in Meridian, Mississippi, their host called for the president to set policy like this. Why has he not done it yet? So I'll say, I called for this years ago, which was the defunding of NPR, National Public Radio, and PBS. Now those two government entities of broadcasting were created back when a lot of people didn't have access to regular internet and TV and, you know, cable and all of that kind of stuff. And it was for emergency broadcasts. But then somewhere along the way, just like most things controlled by the government, it became liberal propaganda. So why in the world would our tax dollars be going to fund a one-sided, biased news organization on both sides, radio and TV? So there is a bright spot to this, and I can't believe I'm saying this, but we have a clip of the slimy, disgusting Chuck Schumer, the minority leader in the Senate. Now, that doesn't mean he leads the senators who are of color. It means that the Democrats are the minority party in the Senate, and he leads them. You know, a little civics lesson for you there. So this is what he said about the defunding of the NPR and whatnot.
"Now, when a hurricane makes landfall, people need immediate up-to-date alerts to stay safe. And sometimes, all too often, public broadcasting is the only way for people to hear what's going on. It's a matter of life and death." Yeah. "So why is Donald Trump so hell-bent on taking away?"
It's because he's so hell-bent on taking it away because obviously he wants people to die in hurricanes. Have you in the past, I don't know, I'm 55, and I have never in my life heard anyone say, "Oh my God, what are we going to do? Put it on PBS. or put it on NPR. No. But the bright spot about this is the Democrats have gotten so radical and so anti-American and so communist. This clip of Chuck Schumer, as rotten as he is and as trashy as he is, this is basically the sound of an old school dirtbag liberal, which is a lot lighter than the communists that run the Democrat Party now, or the way they run themselves. And I'm not saying that Chuck Schumer's not a communist, but I'm just saying this is like a breath of fresh air. This is a blast from the past, an oldie but goodie. All he's doing is what old school Democrats and liberals did, was just ask for more and more money for things. Throw money at everything, because that's how they maintain power. You know, they're for the downtrodden. Oh, the poor people who can't get any other broadcast way back into the swamps of Florida and Louisiana, and they don't know that hurricanes are coming. The Republicans are trying to kill you. You know, that same old school Democrat message about welfare and food stamps and all that. And it's just, you know, it blows my mind that I heard that today and I went, wow, I missed that. I miss the old school Democrat playbook. What a bright spot Chuck Schumer has put on us today. Now, he's still rotten, and what he's saying is stupid. It's a lie. We don't need and if we do need those things, then somebody in a free enterprise act will take them over and make profits from them. But it's not needed. It's not needed. But, you know, I guess today is kind of a day of self-reflection, or just reflection on things. First, you know, the top of the show, I told you I had to reevaluate myself because I was being, you know, selfish and whatnot. And then now hearing old school, dusty Chuck Schumer with just a regular old Democrat liberal lie about NPR, those were the good old days. Okay. Well, I'm feeling so much better now. I don't know about y'all, you 11 listeners, but I am. I am feeling so much better. If we could get more of what Chuck Schumer just did, we'll be great. We're going to be okay. But, alas, as the kids say, alas, that was just a fleeting moment. Because coming up next, I got to hit you right between the eyes with a bunch of anti-American, anti-white propaganda from another radical Islamist communist. But we'll do it with a smile. Coming up next.
The TJ Ritchie Show.
Hey, it's TJ, and everybody in the country is talking about my new political talk show on News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WBT, and they want more. How can I get more? Well, you can get the podcast every episode on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Just get signed up for it there. It's easy. Just go to tjritchie.com, and that will get you there.
Identifying liberalism. And mocking it relentlessly. This is the TJ Ritchie Show. On News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WBT.
So, we're having a lot of action on that WBT text line, which is driven by Liberty Buick GMC. 704-570-1110. You can text that or call that. I want to hear from you in text and in voice.
Because I love each and every one of y'all. I really do.
All right. So the other night we talked about this. As a matter of fact, I broke the story the other night worldwide about this this little cockroach that's going to be running for mayor of Minneapolis. Omar Fatah. He's a Somali pirate from the movie Captain. What was it called? Captain what? I say
Phillips.
Captain Phillips. He played in that movie as one of the Somali pirates. And you know, he announced his candidacy for mayor, and it was the same thing that that the jihad cheerleader Mamdani in New York says, you know, rent freeze, affordable housing, you know, all these communist ideas. But there's another video where he's talking about how the illegal aliens are not the threat. You know, it doesn't matter how many of them that our ICE agents arrest and how many of them are wanted for violent crimes, murder, sexual assault on children, you know, the whole list. He's letting everybody know that they are not the threat. But the threat comes from another group of people. I'll give you one guess who that group of people is that this scumbag says is the threat to people in U.S. America. Listen.
We heard them being called terrorists. We heard them being called drug dealers. We heard a lot of insults. We heard that they're a threat to our national security. And that's a flat-out lie.
Is it?
You want to know who the real threat is, Madam President?
Please tell
me. I'll give you a hint. They don't look like our chief author. They don't look like the folks up in the gallery. They don't look like the folks on the rotunda. They look like many of the members that sit in the front. And you don't have to take my word for it. According to DHS, Madam President, the greatest domestic threat facing the United States comes from, quote, racially or ethnically motivated violent extremists, specifically those who advocate for the superiority of the white race, not our immigrants. We are safer and we're better off because of them.
You know, he's in Minneapolis saying that. And I still stand by this opinion. He's going to stand there in front of all of those guilt-ridden white liberals and talk trash like that and look them dead in the face and say, people like you, you white people, are the big threat to our society and our safety and our national security. Because he knows they're not going to do anything. You know, it's so easy for them to go into these communist Islamists to go into these big liberal run cities and get in the face of white people and start talking that trash. They do it for a reason. They take over these big cities, these big liberal cities, because they can. Now, I'm not saying that that these white people should have stood up and attacked them physically. Although, I'm surprised that someone hasn't, even in Minnesota, in Minneapolis. But at least challenge him. At least, you know, get in his face and cuss him. Do something. And let him know you're not just going to sit and take that. But they've done so well at positioning and manipulating guilty white liberals that they can just have the run of the place. They can do and say whatever they want against white people. And those white liberals will just sit there and take it, not even rebut them. Meanwhile, you got this guy who is full of crap and looks like he's full of it. Not just talking about taking over our country, where the illegal aliens need to be in charge of everything. They need to be the ones that are left here because they're the peaceful ones, and the white Americans are the ones that we need to be getting rid of. I mean, I'll give him credit. At least he's saying it and not pretending like he's not saying it, like that that idiot in New York. And here's another communist, but she's more famous as a communist. These Islamists are just getting through and getting out into the limelight. This one's been in the limelight. Her name is Sandy Ortiz. Here you go.
Have people
talking about
see
Mandami
him face to face and kick the tires, you know, themselves and hear what he has to say about making New York affordable for working people and really championing issues like a rent freeze and championing issues like
rent
affordable
free.
Child care, groceries, etc. And I think a lot of people just need to get to know folks before they issue an endorsement. And I hope that this conversation can be constructive to bringing the party together and rallying behind our nominee.
Right. So if you could see her while she's saying that, she's talking to reporters on the sidewalk. She is smiling like she's talking about her new boyfriend in high school. I mean, she is bubbling talking about this evil communist SOB. And I always love how politicians, especially Democrats, will force the word folks into their speech. You know why? Because it sounds more folksy. It sounds like they're one of you. They're just common people. They're folks. But then, you know, the black politicians, then we'll just call them folk. You know, we want the folk out there. Now, if they really spoke that way, I wouldn't have a problem with it. But they don't. They're fake. Because everything they're saying is a lie. So Sandy Cortez cannot contain her excitement because they have a communist, an anti-American communist that is about to win the mayoral race in New York. Now here's the next thing. I got bad news for you, Sandy. You aren't a radical Muslim. You're not an Islamist. So you can go help Mamdani get elected all you want because you support his communist efforts. But when he and people who are like-minded with him are in charge, they don't want you around. They don't care. Like I said the other night, and I'm the first to say it, anybody who supports these radical Islamists and their mission, you are anti-black Americans and anti-Hispanic Americans, because he has no room in his world for Christians. And the majority of black people in America and the majority of Latinos in America are Christians. Don't even have to throw the white people in there, because people don't care if somebody hates white people. Nobody cares about that, obviously. But when you put it in the perspective, then that might wake some people up. All right. So if you've got something you want to talk about, 704-570-1110. Got some people waiting on the phone, and we'll get to them next. Thank you.
It's TJ Ritchie. Late, live, and local. It's the TJ Ritchie Show on News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WPT.
704-570-1110. That is our number. People trying to get in all night here. Texting like crazy. Calling like crazy. But here we go. Mr. Jackie.
Hey, TJ. How you doing, man?
Fine. How are you, bud?
Hey, man. I was listening to you a few minutes ago, and I'm a 71-year-old African-American, black American. And I've always considered liberalism and conservatism to be American.
Yeah.
I mean, we've been debating this all my life. And so I don't agree with you that being a liberal is un-American. I mean, that's being a liberal is American as being conservative. You know, they both have coexisted forever. And we've been fighting this battle and trying to decide, you know, who's the better American. I think that's one of the challenges that we have in coexisting and working together, because we're always fighting this battle as to who's the better American.
Yeah,
as a matter of fact, that's one of the reasons your show exists, because there's a difference in political philosophy.
Right. I get the whole freedom of speech thing and all of that. And believe me, I am all for it. But I'm not saying that they shouldn't be allowed to speak. I'm just saying that, and what my point was earlier, that it's shocking that it's a breath of fresh air to hear a modern day Democrat who only is talking in terms of what liberalism used to be, considering the transition that has been happening over the last 10 years or so, where they're going more and more toward socialism and communism than they are regular liberalism. But I've never said they shouldn't have the right to say it.
Yeah, I appreciate your point of view, but you use that term a lot, un-American. You say that awful lot. I listen to you on a regular basis, and that term un-American and the word communist, I mean, you use that pretty much every show, man.
Right, because I really believe it, Mr. Jackie. But
let me say this. But a lot of liberals, man, they don't subscribe to communism. They're just liberals, man.
Yeah.
And that's the way they've been either raised or the way they've been taught or indoctrinated.
Right.
They just believe in a liberal philosophy. It has nothing to do, because most of us couldn't explain. We couldn't describe or explain or define communism if our lives depended on it.
Okay, and that's listen, I will 9 times out of 10 when I'm going off about, and what I call them, professional Democrats. Those are people who their livelihood depends upon the fact that they're Democrats. They're politicians, they're staffers, they're people who work behind the scenes coming up with policy and that sort of thing. And I will 9 times out of 10, I'll say, and now I'm not talking about your average run-of-the-mill Democrat citizen or Democrat voter or liberal citizen. I went on a whole rampage last night about how much I feel sorry for some people who are liberals, who are so tortured by these thoughts that Trump is trying to kill them, and they're crying and just weeping about things that don't exist, because the Democrats have brainwashed them and manipulated them into feeling that way. And I get that everybody has opinions and all, but that's beyond an opinion. That is the result. They live the lives of people who are, they're basically holding themselves back from what they could be experiencing.
I appreciate what you just said, but here's the deal. When President Obama was president, I remember conservatives saying the same very similar things about him, like he was the worst president ever. We heard it over and over again about what he was doing to the country, and he was killing the country. We heard the same type rhetoric regarding conservatives and versus Obama. And then also you talk about one of the things I've noticed about in political campaigns, for instance, conservative Republicans tend to use that word conservative in their political ads and political commercials more than anybody. They throw that right at you. They put it on their campaign signs. They not only want to tell you they're Republican,
yeah,
but they have to reemphasize that they're a conservative Republican.
Yeah, that
so
means
they rely on that. They rely on that moniker,
yeah,
more than anybody. And
well,
I,
they
and
should.
I contend,
they
and
should.
I say this all the time, and I say, but I say this all the time. Most Republicans, most conservatives, if they had to define conservatism, they couldn't do it.
Yeah, well,
they couldn't
here's,
do it.
Here's, listen,
nice
Mr. Jackie,
I can
sum this up in something that you're probably, I know you're not going to like it, but I'm being as honest as I can possibly be with you. I look at it like these are my principles, and there is one side that we're the good guys, and the other side is the bad guys. And I look at it as the Republican, and but mainly conservative, not Republican as much as conservative. The conservative ideals and the way that conservatives look at America and the way that it should be and the founding principles and that sort of thing, that is the way that this country has become the best and most prominent country and profitable country in the history of the world. Our people, our people here who live in poverty would be living like kings in a lot of other nations. And I look at the Democrats and the liberals and the way that they've moved now, especially that they are trying to tear apart the country as it was founded. They say it constantly. I don't know how you can listen to any of these modern day Democrat Republicans, even the ones that call themselves Democrat socialists. They're not Democrat socialists. They're Marxists. And a Marxist wants to tear down the fabric and the traditions of this country to rebuild it in their image so they can have power over people. That's what communism is. And there aren't any what they used to call blue dog Democrats allowed in the Democrat Party anymore. Look at John Fetterman. All he does, he just stood up for Israel, and they act like he is just a disease that's gotten into their party. There is no dissent from the allowed on the Democrat side. They have a mission, and their mission is to tear apart America. And I don't want to stand by and allow it to happen. But again, with your original point, I have never said that people in America should not have the right to say what they want to say. But we should also, if we love this country and we love freedom and liberty, we should also make it a point to recognize when they're anti-American, when they're out to do America harm, and try to combat it. Because where would we be if we allowed a group of people to rebuild America in a communist frame of mind or mindset? We are that beacon of freedom. We are the shining city on the hill. And the shine is getting worn off of it more and more every day that these liberals, these communocrats, whatever I call them, are allowed to rip apart our society. And I'm sorry, I know that that's you know, not the way to be about respecting other people's arguments and this, that, and the other. And I don't respect anybody's arguments if their argument is to tear apart America. That's not who I am. But I think they should have the right to say what they want to say. And I think they should. So that way we'll know what to expect out of them and we'll know what they're all about. So like I said, we can combat it. Thank you very much, Mr. Jackie. I appreciate you calling. It was a great conversation. Call back anytime. Thank you so much for listening. All right, we'll do TJ on the News coming up next. Hang on.
more of the TJ.
Hey, it's TJ, and you may have heard I have a little talk show now. It's from 7 to 9 every weeknight on News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WBT. And you can also watch it on YouTube. That's right, my beautiful face on YouTube. Go get signed up for the TJ Ritchie Show on YouTube. You can do that at TJRitchie.com.
Live from the big city of Charlotte, North Carolina, it's TJ on the News.
Oh, News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WBT. That time once again, all 11 listeners sitting there waited with bated breath, waiting with bated breath for the stories from around the world that are so important. We got young Isaac here and Lonnie Ray. We woke him up and brought him inside. So glad you're here. So let's go ahead before he falls asleep again and hit the lead story. Baby, baby, you can't conceal it. All right. Remember the story we had last week about the teddy bear that was made of human skin, or they thought it was made of human skin, and they called in all of the emergency personnel in California, and turns out it was a teddy bear that is manufactured by a company in South Carolina. And somebody just left it there as a prank. Well, now they've arrested the alleged prankster. Hector Corona Villanueva. Hector Corona Villanueva, 23. Booked on suspicion of causing a needless emergency response and planting phony evidence. And that's according to San Bernardino County Sheriff's statement. Now, is it against the law to leave a teddy bear or a toy in public that causes that? I don't get it. That's a fine line. Now, I know pranksters are very nerve-wracking and they're annoying. But do y'all think the guy should get arrested for that?
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
Really?
Oh. No. What if he lost it? What if he's been looking for it this whole time?
Yeah. What if he just lost it and it was sitting up on the pole, propped up like it was, you know, supposed to be there? But still, it wasn't anything but a toy.
But the Silence of the Lamb bear, y'all okay with that?
Yeah, I do know it's kind of a slippery slope here, because it did cause emergency personnel to respond and coroner's office to come out and all of that. But was that an overreaction to that? I mean, I don't know.
I think so. Now, maybe anyone who buys this teddy bear with human skin, you know, maybe they should be on a watch list or something, but I don't think this guy should
be arrested.
But
it's not any real human skin. It's just a fake.
Close enough.
Baby. All right. But we'll keep an eye on that, because I'm sure we'll hear more of it if it actually ends up coming to a trial. All right, next story. Ready, 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 ready to run. So this is a sad story. The world's oldest marathon runner. He is 114. He lives in India. He is has always been the epitome of fitness and health. He just died because he got run over by a car. He was run over in a hit and run, and that's how he died. Spent his whole life being healthy and eating right. You should have seen pictures of him. This dude was ripped.
Wait, how old did you say?
114 years old. He lived that long and was that healthy for so long, running marathons, and he's crossing the street and gets hit and dies. The Lord called him home.
It was very tragic.
Like that.
He had a good run.
I get the pun there.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. You know what his nickname was? the Turbaned Torpedo is what they called him. So rest in peace, Turbaned Torpedo. That's awesome. Not awesome. It's awful that he got killed. Not awesome. He was awesome. All right, next story.
We don't need no education.
So the teacher, a bunch of teachers on the TikTok started sharing the most horrific places they've bumped into students outside of school. And then students are sharing the unexpected times they've seen one of their teachers. One of them said, I was teaching preschool and also working at a topless bar. Wow. Saw a father at last call and saw him again at the school's early drop-off at 6 a.m. So he was at the script club super late when they closed, and so was she. And then they see each other at the preschool the next morning. I'm guessing they didn't say anything to each other.
Super awkward, but a tip of the cap to them for both making it to the early pickup.
Mm-hmm. Another one said, I was getting a bikini wax, and halfway through my technician told me that because of me, she's doing great in college math.
Okay.
So her former student is waxing her. I think this is my favorite. As my colonoscopy was just about to begin, hey, Mr. K., you are my favorite teacher. I'll be assisting you today.
No.
That's so terrible. One of his former students was assisting in his colonoscopy.
Oh, great.
Nice. This lady said, I was pooping at Walmart. Well, weren't we all? I mean, first of all, you got to be in a sad shape right there. It's got to be dire times already. So listen, she says, I was pooping at Walmart and a third grade student popped her head under the stall and said, I saw your shoes and thought that was you, Mrs. Ware. There's so much wrong with that. First of all, having to do that at Walmart. Then somebody's mom, a little kid's mom, letting them get on the floor of the bathroom in Walmart and look under the stall. She said, I think that's my teacher.
Why do you think Lord. That? Because of the shoes.
Yeah, those are her shoes. I know they are. And then this one says, a student said, me and my college professor were locked up in jail over the weekend together. Proving that you don't really have to be that sharp to go to college. Me and my college professor was locked up in jail. All right, and finally. A lot of people don't know this because they don't have any interest in this sort of thing, but the country of Turkey is known for hair replacement for men. They come up, they have these incredible, realistic-looking wigs and toupees and stuff, and then they also do cheaper hair transplants than what you could usually get in the States. Well, this guy goes over, and he has the hair transplant done. And they told him, okay, you don't need any strenuous activity for at least 2 weeks. He doesn't listen to him, and he gets right home and makes the relations. So because he made the relations and he had all the scarring on his head and, you know, his blood was thin and everything, his head swelled up like a balloon, and so did his face, and he was unrecognizable.
No.
He looked like he had been stung by 1,000 bees, just swelled beyond recognition. And they said, well, you know, our office is in Turkey, so you can't come for, you know, a checkup here.
Well, it's all good. You know, you leave America and then you come back from Turkey with a mascot head.
Yeah.
So, you know.
And they just told him, It'll be better in a couple of weeks.
It'll buff.
Like, yeah, the swelling will go down.
Take some ibuprofen. Get some rest.
Oh, man. But, I mean, when it's all said and done, he's going to have a luxurious head of hair and will probably be able to make the relations a lot more. All right, there you go. That's TJ on the news.
The TJ Ritchie Show. Bringing the heat.
Oh, hot, hot, hot.
Whatever that means. This is the TJ Ritchie Show on News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WPT.
I forgot to say earlier in the show, when I was coming in to volunteer tonight, I was listening to Mr. Winterbull in the last moments of his show. And he said something really nice about me, and I really appreciate it. Mr. Winterbull did. And I love that He pretended like he'd listened to some part of my show at one time or another. Thought that was very nice. Very nice. It's a good man. He's a good man. And my buddy, Two Dub, sent a text up in here. You can do that too on the WBT text line driven by Liberty Buick GMC. The number is the same as the number that you call, 704-570-1110. He's speaking about Mr. Jackie that called earlier that was in a disagreement with me. He said Jackie calls in to all the other hosts' shows with the same rhetoric. He has passion for the professional Democrats. He's articulate and well-spoken, but not with it. Peace. Then he follows that up quickly, does Two Dub, with this message. Not that I listen to any other hosts, just heard through the grapevine he does. Yeah, because he knows I don't play that. I don't share my 11 listeners with any of the other hosts. You'll get banned quickly from this show if I find out you're listening to somebody else's show at any time of the day. I don't play that. So, I saw this great video today. It's some college kids sitting in their classroom, and the caption on their video that they posted was, "We reported our professor the other day for wearing a MAGA hat into the classroom. Then today he comes in this t-shirt." So the professor comes in and he's wearing a black t-shirt, and on the back there is an American flag that is vertical, and where the blue field is with the stars and stripes, that's a QR code. And then they put their phones up to scan the QR code, and it started playing YMCA like it does at all the Trump rallies on their phones. Now, that was probably staged, but I love it. I love it. See, now that's fun. All right. Young Isaac, could you pull up the clip quickly about the pastor that we have for tonight? This is a pastor who is talking about his wonderful marriage and the fact that people have criticized him. So listen to the whole thing, and then I'll tell you what has made it a little bit unusual to people. But go ahead. Here it is.
"And I wish some of y'all would mess with my wife, Jordan. Talking about what you gonna do if you see her. Well, you will see me on the news. Let me just tell you that right now.
Oh.
Talking about what you gonna do if you see her. You better walk by and say, 'Praise the Lord.' That's what you better do. Cause that's my wife.
Yep.
And she grown. She didn't need nobody to sign no paperwork for her. Now, if this was out in the streets, y'all be saying she made a come up.
Mm-hmm.
But you a hypocrite. So don't you forget the Bible say marriage is honorable."
Yeah. Tell them.
"And the Bible said when you find a wife, honey, you find favor with God, honey. I found some favor with God."
Yep. Preach. Preach.
"And we sleeping good Ooh. At night."
Woo. So what makes that go viral? What is it about that clip? I don't know. I think they're just giving the Rev a hard time. So what if he's 65 and she's 21?
Whoa.
Curveball.
That is why he felt the need to address all the gossips in the church. Talk about he done something wrong. That's why he said she didn't have to sign, nobody had to sign no papers for her to marry me. 65 and 21. Now, is that a sin? Is he on, you know, at its crux? Is he telling the truth about marriage being noble and all of that? Has he done anything illegal? No, no. But when a 65-year-old marries a 21-year-old, I don't know, in our society, I don't know how that doesn't, you know, cause some eyebrows to raise. Like, hmm? But I seriously don't get, I don't know how a relationship or marriage that is that far apart in age, I don't know how that works. Does one of them act older, a lot older? Like, does she act a lot older than she is, or does he try to act a lot younger than he is? But there's something psychologically wrong in that situation. Again, they're both legal adults, consenting adults. I get it. I get all that. But I've been going to church my whole life. And if my preacher busted out with something like that, I don't know what I would do. I don't know whether I would be in shock or whether I would be smiling. Now, I can smile about it now from the outside. But I've never been to a church where the preacher had to defend his marriage, like why I'm married to this woman. But, you know, there are a bunch of gossips in the church. Maybe they need to mind their business. So young Isaac, if he were 2 years younger, almost 3 years younger than he is now, and married to a 65-year-old woman, nobody would think a thing in the world about it. I just said that because, you know, people always throw that out there. Well, if it were the other way around, nobody would say anything about it. No matter what the case is. I could see you, though, with a 65-year-old woman, Isaac. You're an old soul.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
And you can marry more money in 5 minutes than you can make in a lifetime.
There you go. That's going to be the next T-shirt. You got to get that message out. I don't know. I'm too tired for that. Even though, you know, I'm going to be young again soon, going to Low Country Mail and all. I'm going to be feeling like a 21-year-old. I still don't think I could handle being with a young woman all the time. They talk funny. They do.
What do you mean?
So I was thinking, when you get home from your volunteer job tonight on the radio that only old people listen to, maybe we could go to the club. I hear Calvin Harris playing in Charlotte tonight.
You don't want to go to the club after this?
Oh,
you've only had, what, a 14-hour day so far?
Yeah. It wouldn't matter if I had been asleep all day. I don't want to go to a club ever.
Woo. You seem like a raver.
Man, if you want, like any of you liberals out there that would like to punish me, have somebody kidnap me and take me to a club.
I can see it in the middle of a rave.
Oh, man. Oh. Any club, I don't care what kind of, it doesn't even have to be one of those crazy ones. Just anywhere where they're playing loud music and dancing and and all of that, and it's dark. Mm-mm. Oh, my goodness. Good. I'd rather play Russian roulette, probably. Take my chances at that.
At least it'll be quick.
Yeah. And I have a chance of not being miserable. I mean, I could, miss or whatever. All right. So we have some more serious stuff coming up about the communists taking over. Oop, sorry. I meant the dirty communists taking over. We'll get to that next.
It's TJ Ritchie.
Hey, it's TJ, and you may have heard I have a little talk show now. It's from 7 to 9 every weeknight on News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WBT. And you can also watch it on YouTube. That's right, my beautiful face on YouTube. Go get signed up for the TJ Ritchie Show on YouTube. You can do that at tjritchie.com.
He's radio royalty in the Carolinas and Queen Charlotte's sweetest prince. It's TJ Ritchie. On News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WPT.
Hello. Hello. It's Pretty Man. Hello, Pretty Man. So thank you very much for listening, being one of the 11 listeners. And everybody listening on the podcast, seeing those numbers. Whew. We're getting 11 downloads a night on the podcast. Look at that. Showing and growing. That's what we're doing. All up in here. So last night on the show, I played for you this this sad woman just hysterically crying because she's having to leave her home in Nashville. And the reason she's having to leave her home is because she's been brainwashed so much to believe that President Trump is a danger to everyone, and that sooner or later, since he's coming for everybody, he'll be coming for her and her family. And she's not, she's not one of the, the Hispanics saying that he's deporting people just for being brown and all of that. She's as white can be, but she still believed this. Well, we have another one of those, but this young liberal lady is just asking for some tips as to what country would be best for her to move to when she does move. She's looking to move. Which country do you suggest? And then she gives a little bit of a criteria of what kind of country she needs. Listen.
I want to leave America and I don't know where to go or how. If anybody knows anything that fits these four categories that I'm looking for, please let me know. It would be so helpful. First, public transit, very important. Obviously, I can drive, but I don't want to have a car to live, which is what you need to do in America, and it's really annoying. I recently went to Japan. That was awesome. That would be amazing. If I don't need a car to live my life. Two, social safety nets are great. I'm scared to live in America. I don't know how people do it.
Can you believe that? And this falls right along the lines of what I talk about so much is the left, the American Marxists, as the great one Mark Levin calls them, have been brainwashed and indoctrinated so much that they don't have the courage to live freely. They don't have the courage to live with liberty and personal freedom. This young woman is throwing her life away by being robbed of her desire to reach individual greatness. You see, that's part of the process of the commucrats of making everyone mold into certain groups. Because our country was founded upon individual greatness. And when the individual with self-interest thrives, then everybody thrives. Now, she doesn't realize that having a car is one of the great freedoms that we have in the United States. Mobility that we control. Federalism is enhanced by mobility. North Carolina is a purple state, and Charlotte itself is a liberal run city, and the city government, the people who make the decisions in the city of Charlotte, have taken it from being one of the bright spots of the South as far as big cities and growing cities, and they've brought it down. Okay? So, if I've decided that I don't want to live in a purple state anymore, and if I live in Charlotte, I don't want to live in a liberal-run city anymore, I can move to a state that I feel is more free. The people are more free, and there are more opportunities for people who believe like I do in the founding principles, and I don't feel would be as oppressive as a purple state in a liberal city. I can get in my car and I can drive and take everything I own to another state, let's say Florida. I can do that because I'm free to do it. I can do it in the morning. I can do it in the middle of the night. I can do it during the Pete Callender show in the middle of the day on WBT. Anytime I want. But it's been a goal of the left for a long time to get more people in public transportation, i.e. government transportation. That's what a big part of this this crazy climate change movement is. Your cars are killing people. Your cars are killing you. Get in a train with other people every day. Get on buses. An electric city bus almost ran over me today on the interstate. I'm not kidding you. A Charlotte city bus, one of those electric ones, just, I was in the lane, whoo, right over. I had to slam on my brakes to keep from running up the side of that bus. So they want us on all of that stuff because then they control where we go, when we go, what time, how long we're there. Now, I'm not saying all public transportation is liberal. I'm saying that liberals want more and more and more and more of it because then the government controls us in another aspect of our lives. And this poor girl thinks that she needs to move to a country where you don't need a car. She's got a car. She's sitting in one as she's talking. She has the freedom sitting right under her, and she doesn't know it. And the thing about it is that these liberals and leftists and Marxists and whatever you want to call them, it doesn't bother them at all to look and know that they've ruined somebody's mind. They love it. That's what they're out to do. Control as many minds and lives as possible. And they don't see a young lady with potential to be great. They don't see that. They see somebody that they've been able to control and will control from here on out. It's bad business. Okay, got more coming up next. Hang on.
The DJ Richie Show. He's America's coolest conservative. Welcome to the TJ Ritchie Show on News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WPT.
Hey. Hello, my peoples. Hold on a minute. One of the producer bros was just trying to tell me something. What is it? The producer bros up in here. Okay, I wanted to share this with y'all. I played this on my morning show today, the TJ and Riggins show. And it's a personal thing to me because I'm 55. And there is a video on the social medias that is an exact picture of what my future is going to be when I'm in my 70s. Lonnie Ray, can you put your headphones on here to hear this? Because I want to make sure that I'm on the right. I want your opinion as to whether or not you think that this is going to be me. This is in a parking lot, and a portly 70-something-year-old man is standing outside the window of a woman's car. She's videoing him on her phone as he's talking to her, and I can see this being me in 20 years talking to a young lady. Are you ready? Here we go. Oh, it's not playing. Oh, is it not going to work? Come on. It's a big setup there for it. Can we try it again?
Is it playing on your end?
Yeah. Ready?
Try it again.
Nope, not working.
Yep, working now.
All right.
What you say?
I said, sweetheart, I didn't know they stacked brown sugar that high.
Thank you.
And you know what else? You know the Commodores?
Yes.
You know, they sang a song back in the day. And one of the lyrics in that song went like this. You make an old man wish for younger days.
Oh, thank you. You too.
Oh, I didn't know they stacked brown sugar that high.
Man, that was a good line.
I know, but he didn't land it, though.
Yeah.
See, I'm going to be a lot cooler than that when I'm his age. I'd be saying it like that. I didn't know they stacked brown sugar that high. And then, if I'm going to use the Commodores reference, I'm damn sure going to sing it.
Oh, yeah.
You know, there's an old Commodores song. It said, make a old man wish for younger days. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Makes those goosebumps raise up.
I don't know. She'd have been out that car.
Or you would have been
like,
in it.
She'd be like, where are we going? But she was so nice. She was like, oh, well, thank you. Have a good day now. But, you know, old men, they get away with a lot of stuff like that. You know, if a woman recognizes that they're not a threat or anything, they're just like, oh, man, you know, come on, bless his heart. Old song used to say, make an old man wish for younger days. Okay.
My grandpa was a player to the end.
Yeah.
Always talking to the ladies.
Mm. Well, my former partner, Ace, when his grandmother died, his grandfather was at the funeral home right after the funeral. And he said, all right, how much I owe you for everything? And the guy said, oh, sir, we can wait on that. We don't have to do that right now. And he said, no, I want to get this taken care of because there are a lot of widow women in Birmingham waiting on me. I mean, right after his grandmother's funeral.
Got to enjoy this time I got left, man. We got to get this
in. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Huh. Yeah, if you weren't with somebody, Lonnie, you know you'd be using that line. And I don't really know what he means, though. Does brown sugar get stacked at any height normally? I mean, I don't. Which, does that mean she was tall?
Well, personally, I know that brown sugar, it kind of clumps up, accumulates, but I'm really not a brown sugar type of man, you know?
You're not. Okay. I am. I am.
He has to like say it. That. Jazzy, mm-hmm. Jazzy can't hear this.
No, I mean, I like a, you know, mocha and clumpy, as you describe it. That's what, mocha colored and clumpy.
Oh, that's a good cup of coffee right there, man.
I know, man. he had on a like this, the oldest, the beat up old Tampa Bay Buccaneers hat that he was wearing too. You know, old men will wear any kind of hat. It doesn't matter. As long as somebody gives it to them.
As long as they don't have to pay for it.
Yeah. They're like, hey, where are you going with that hat? Let me, you got another one now? Yeah. Yeah. It's on a clothespin in the convenience store. go get you one. But I wonder what he said. This is the thing. I wonder what he said before she started videoing. Maybe he said that about the brown sugar, and then she just got him to repeat it. Wait, let's listen again. Let's see how it played out. Hold on.
What'd you say?
Yeah.
I said, sweetheart, I didn't know they stacked brown sugar that high.
Thank you.
That high. Uh-huh.
he didn't really hit it, but he said it smooth.
Mm-hmm. Ha ha! You heard what I said? You heard.
And see, you know, you got that good Bayou swag, man. When you do it, it's gonna be even smoother, you know.
Mm-hmm. They're gonna be like, damn. My vanilla face, old man. Whew. You know what you remind me of, girl? You remind me of that dream I had last night. That's what you.
I might steal that one, I'll be honest with you.
What? It doesn't work with you can't do it with white sugar. It doesn't have the same hit to it, you know. Girl, I didn't know they stacked white sugar that high. What? What are you talking about?
You talking about Dixie Crystal over here?
All right, so thank you again, all 11 of you, for listening to the TJ Ritchie Show. It's been quite fun, quite entertaining, quite therapeutic, if you will. The great one, Mark Levin, is coming up next. Mr. Brilliant Man. And I'll talk to you tomorrow night. Remember, God loves you. Ain't nothing you can do about it. Hey, it's TJ, and you may have heard I have a little talk show now. It's from 7 to 9 every weeknight on News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WBT. And you can also watch it on YouTube. That's right, my beautiful face on YouTube. Go get signed up for the TJ Ritchie Show on YouTube. You can do that at TJRitchie.com.